Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in construction, real estate, and development? We pull back the curtain on the new home construction industry, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us for Trust the Process podcast, and let's build something great together. Welcome back to another episode of Trust the Process. I'm Krista, joined again by Michael. We're going to talk today about seasonality. So right now, peak in the spring selling season, you may have heard that if you're shopping for a home or building homes or the industry. Yeah, in the industry of any kind. It's a topic that we can dive into regardless of where you sit in the builder-seller world, because it affects us all. And there is definitely an ebb and a flow to the seasonality of how things move and how real estate changes and how the industry as a whole absorbs things throughout the year. So I thought that would be an interesting topic to discuss.
And it's definitely fitting for the time of year.
It is. And I know you've got a lot to share too, because this has been a unique season. This spring season in particular has brought some things that, you know.
Some more macroeconomic factors that have thrown off what would have been normally a really great spring. In a really otherwise stable real estate market. So generally, every market, you can't argue just based on the data, every market has a seasonal component to it. Here in Las Vegas, we get very little precipitation. We get no snow. We really don't have seasons. It's kind of hot in December. But we do see a seasonality. And I think it just comes down to the cadence and rhythm of life. I think holidays, kids' school schedules. And just certain factors. We still have brokerage clients, right? And one thing you'll hear me say is, don't underestimate the amount of daylight we get at certain times of year.
Right.
And how your home is going to show at 5 o'clock in April versus 5 o'clock in November when it's dark already, or even say twilight. And sometimes twilight in this city, in our time zone, is sometimes as early as 4 o'clock, depending on the time of year.
Sure. Like even in the builder world. Where you get, they change their summer hours, winter hours, they're open an hour longer in the summer. Sometimes 2 hours with some builders, they're open longer in the summer because it's lighter. Stays light later in the day, that it allows you that extra couple of hours. So not only do you have more people out looking, now you've expanded your hours to accommodate that. And so tends to breed higher sales,
higher traffic, and higher. Even now, we're having a really kind of bumpy spring, honestly, between the economic news and the tariffs and all the uncertainty there. I think that you're still seeing a lot of traffic, though. So it's just apprehension around pulling the trigger, but the traffic is still there. So I know our sales team in like Las Vegas, I mean, you guys are seeing a lot of traffic on our builds, a lot of inquiries on our other projects, and on any of our brokerage listings, they're pretty busy.
And even on the resale side, we have
sometimes multiple offers,
things are percolating.
One thing to always remember and counsel our clients on this, on our brokerage side, is that with that buyer traffic, comes a lot of extra inventory, though. So a lot of sellers are planning on taking advantage of that traffic. So a lot of great inventory comes in those same months. So you have a higher likelihood, but you also have more competition. So in a spring like this, in 2025, we're seeing buyer trepidation and kind of lukewarm, sentiments on buying a home, but we also got the spring influx of inventory.
And it's an interesting, you plan for that spring. Everybody knows spring selling. So as an agent, agents are advising their clients, wait and put your house on the market come spring.
Right.
Builders are, hoping, and I don't know, when you start your homes at the front end, do you then time it to be with that spring?
Well, the miracle of getting a building permit in Clark County, I'm not gonna wait. And we build custom homes generally or semi-custom homes, so the timeline, we don't run production the way that a production builder would, or a tonnage builder. We might take 7 months, 9 or 12, just depending. And there's certain things that maybe I walk through home and change it. And makes my business partner crazy, but I do. Sometimes if I feel like it can be better, we'll make those changes in the field. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to tweak and get as much out of that asset as possible. So if it slows it down a month, but I can make it more desirable, I'll do it. So short answer on the terms of when we start, I never hold back and say, well, this is going to finish in December. I'll think about it and say, that's a bummer. That's probably going to finish in December. Right. But by the way, it almost never does.
Yeah. December becomes February. And I think most builders do that. Right. You know, they accommodate that or they allow for that. They could offer some incentives, keep a promotion, push some of that inventory that might they need to make up.
And if nothing else, you always want to be funded enough if you're a developer to say, you know what? December's completion might make for great spring inventory next year. And if I'm still sitting on it, we'll stage it, we'll relaunch it, and we'll make it a great piece of spring inventory that hits late January, right before the spring rush, before everyone is coming around. So we have that privilege in Las Vegas where we have seasonality, but I always say it's more tied to holidays. So we will see slowdowns in and around those holidays. But we are also a high relocation market. So sometimes people will take those breaks from school and those holiday breaks from work to do their house hunting here in Las Vegas. So sometimes Thanksgiving can surprise you and have a great amount of traffic.
Typically, November is good. You get kind of a slowdown in October, and then there's a bit of an uptick in November.
We may not close it by Christmas anyway, so let's just get it under contract and we'll close it.
Right.
And move in at the new year. It'd be fun to get it started then. So we have a lot of Asian culture here too, so we have another major holiday in February for Chinese New Year, so we'll see that rush too. Say, okay, we want to buy in December.
That's the other thing
close
about Vegas.
Close in January and be ready for...
I think is different even than the national market.
Yeah.
You know, most people see spring selling sort of starts in March, April. Here, we really start our spring selling in February. Our season is...
My canned response is Super Bowl Sunday.
It is. That's the daily marker. We all know Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be...
It's probably going to be busy.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, when I was running the brokerage very hands-on, I knew I was going to start getting calls probably the first week of January. It never failed. I would get... you know, previous clients and referrals that came out of the woodwork and say, okay, we would just, but then they start their hunt in earnest around that time in early February and those are March contracts and that April closings and
Yeah.
So to get around that, to go back to your other question, where as a builder and a developer, when you're working with kind of unpredictable timelines and where you land in the seasons, that's why we try to do a bang up job with renderings and, you know, we're converting one of our inventory homes to a model home now. So we want to have the model inventory and have that kind of infrastructure in place, but then try to represent our other inventory that might be completing in September, October, November. So that's a strategy on why we will list our spec homes early to try to say, okay, well, yes, we're not there and ready. And that's why I had a big push to list our three new pieces of inventory in Lake Las Vegas by the end of March. Remember, I wanted that kind of ready to go and live and have that running through April, May, June. Those are probably September, October completions. So, and closing. So I want to capture some of this spring inventory. So people know you're not only looking at what the other production builders have in this price point or the resales, but that's how I try to take advantage of the seasonality. Okay.
And seasonality kind of has two, I mean, if you were looking at it on a graph, there really are two lines to follow. There's seasonality of sales and seasonality of closings or seasonality of funding those.
Yeah.
So they typically don't even trend the same because you start the home here and it sells here. So you're moving in a different trajectory at each different point. So two different lines to track.
April contracts. Bring May closings.
Yes.
Just trying to make the April showers bring May flowers, but I couldn't get it.
Well, that in the resale world, because you're typically on a 30-day window, but in the builder world, where you're a 7-month, even on a production home where you're 3-4 months, you're still, your line doesn't, you know, your bell curve doesn't loop.
You're right. In terms of contracts executed, and the NAHB makes that distinction. Usually they'll call sales when a contract was executed. I don't think of it that way. So they'll track new home sales. How many homes go to contract in November, December?
Exactly.
And they don't close
so
until
it's contract
next
execution
year.
Versus closing. So funded are two really different distinctions. And while they both are affected by the seasonality, they're affected at a different rate.
They are. You're right. And that doesn't factor in cancellations.
True.
So you can sell the same home three times, many times, right? And that number is going to be artificially higher over millions of data, you know, 1.1 million homes go to contract, new homes in a year. And if even 10% or 5% of those go to contract twice, it's 50,000 artificially higher numbers of new home sales. So I like to look at closings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where the money comes. Yeah. So, a big part of it. Yeah, exactly. So diving a little further into the elephant in the room, spring selling season now, everybody banks on it. In the industry, we know it is the cash cow season. It's when things uptick after the winter. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of builders bank their revenue on that. And in the resale world, a lot of sellers hope to move or buyers help to buy. So it's projected to be this ooh-ah moment, and this year has not been. So
no, it's not materialized.
Let's talk a little bit about that, or how I think see it playing out.
It's confidence, it's micro, mm-hmm. or it's macroeconomics, but every time you count out real estate, mm-hmm. with the exception of one event, 2008, every time you count it out, you're usually wrong. It just never, they're non-fungible assets, they have utility, they have functionality. They have status. There's a lot of reasons people buy. They represent their retirement. They represent their new marriage. They represent their new wealth. There's only so much people will wait out the real estate market. So I feel that it's been kind of lackluster. It just doesn't feel like spring. Oddly enough, in Las Vegas at least, and we're making some headlines because we're a particularly slow metro area, but you look at the new resale contracts or anything that's hit our MLS, so mm-hmm. sometimes builders will put new homes on MLS. When you look at that data, we're still going to contract on about 800 houses a week, which is pretty good.
Which isn't bad at
that's
all.
That's very
no,
good.
That's, yeah.
Our lowest of our lows in COVID around this time in 2020 was around 500.
Okay.
And then our highest of our highs in the crazy run-up in 2021 was around 800. So
was
we're
it?
Actually
okay.
in that number right now. At that point, our...
Oh, that's confidence builder. That I like that.
Yeah, I was on a precipice this weekend, so I had to look at these numbers because I was about to freak the hell
talk
out.
Yourself off the ledge.
Talk
yeah.
myself off the ledge. So I thought, okay, this is as... I don't want to say it's as hot because in 2021, that number may have been 1,300, but we didn't have the inventory to sell.
Right.
So our rate limiter back then was our inventory. Mm-hmm. Now it's buyer demand. I mean, mm-hmm. buyers, there's no two ways around it. Buyers are way more cautious, mm-hmm. and they're way more concerned. And home prices are higher than ever, and interest rates
yes.
are not higher than ever, but they're still very elevated. So mm-hmm. if not for the things I mentioned previously, that they're a symbol of your marriage, symbol of wealth, symbol of your retirement, if we didn't have that carrying us, I do think that would be even more dismal. But we've had high rates for many years now, about mm-hmm. 3 years, and we've survived way worse. And it's not even that bad. It's just not moving
not as, hot
as quickly
expect.
As I would
yeah.
like it to. And
yeah.
we build in a segment that is even, you know, is mm-hmm. a smaller market segment.
Mm-hmm. And that's a slow-moving market anyway. And now I feel like it's just taken a tick back.
Yeah,
you know,
even,
some of the other things that are
down.
Happening. There's just a climate. You know, people have had impact from the tariffs and from the stock market.
And the
confidence. You know, there's, I think
right.
it's, yes.
Even
it's,
if it doesn't, it didn't directly affect me.
Yeah.
But I held back on purchasing two lots in like Las Vegas because
right.
of this. I mean, I'm falling into it too. And I'm,
yeah.
I hate fear and I hate making decisions off of fear. But you also don't want to be overexposed, and you want to make sure this company is still here in 10 years. And you don't want to, right? You don't want to have, you know, get greedy. Now, there will be, again, I won't wait it out forever. So mm-hmm. someone right now is going to get an offer from me on a piece of dirt in Lake Las Vegas. It just mm-hmm. will. They will. And maybe not now. They would have gotten it 2 weeks
right.
ago, but maybe they'll get it in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or four mm-hmm. weeks. I would like to see some buy opportunities in terms of the parcel in order to pull me off that ledge. So maybe some of our homes, if they're still sitting, maybe they have to be a buy opportunity for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The margins in new construction, especially luxury new construction, are really, really great. So
mm-hmm.
you can support and sustain market fluctuations and
mm-hmm.
incentives and concessions and things like that. So
mm-hmm. it's interesting right now because there isn't, you know, there was a time in the market, obviously, interest rates spiked. And so there was this tangible factor that created
yeah.
a bit of a slowdown. Right now, it's just
purely confidence.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just, there's a climate in the air that has people a little trepidatious. Yeah, there's just...
We had almost a 20% stock market correction in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we've regained a lot of that, but that'll spook you. It
yeah.
spooked me. You know, you just...
Spooked, that's what it is.
Yeah,
everybody's a little spooked.
Okay.
Just kind of waiting it out.
Yeah,
you kind of
wait and see.
Yeah.
I mean, to think we got through COVID. And
mm-hmm.
another thing, we had a little conversation yesterday that mm-hmm. I liked, that when we're recounting these stories a year later or 2 years later or 6 months later... You throw weeks away like they're nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, remember those 8 weeks where it was really... But when you're living it,
that's true. It's so true.
Oh gosh, we haven't sold those two. We got to get rid of those, and we got to do this. It just felt like, okay, remember that. In hindsight, the weeks shrink. So I have to think back to, I have to channel who I was in 2020, right?
Yeah.
And all of March was terrifying. All of April was terrifying. I remember all of May was terrifying. I was still buying land. Mm-hmm. I was still doing it. So it wasn't scaring me, obviously. Mm-hmm. But again, we've had Liberation Day for 3 weeks now. I mean, you know, COVID, 3 weeks into the COVID lockdowns was barely the first week of April. So it just shows you that we don't think about it, but there's really not been a lot of time elapsed for these things to kind of iron themselves out and for people to realize, oh, okay, you know what, we're fine. Mm-hmm. We're going to make our moves.
And for that fear to kind of get absorbed back into the market as we start to
realize it
maybe isn't going to be as fearful as as we have thought.
It works in both ways. You remember 2021, there was a fear they were running out of houses.
Right.
So the fear worked in the opposite, and we saw it in multiple offers.
Yeah, that's true.
$50,000 over list price, and appraisal waivers, inspection waivers.
Yep.
And it was fear operating, you know, to the benefit of the real estate market. I think that overall generally has a negative effect on the housing market, but the sellers like it, you know, builders like it in the short term. It's candy. It feels good going down, but it makes you feel like crap later.
A little sugar hangover.
So that's seasonality.
So there's a psychology to it for sure. And we're all affected by the climate. So All right. So that is spring selling season. And thanks for joining us on a quick recap of what we know about the market for today and what we're seeing here in spring selling season as seasonality is concerned. So thanks for joining us on Trust the Process podcast. And we will see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning into the Trust the Process podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to stay in the loop with the latest insights, project updates, and everything in between. See you next time.